With us now, we have Tā Herewini Parata, the talking about the Matatini regionals. Tēnā koe, Herewini.
Kia ora, Tuahine. O tira, tēnā koe tau te motu e paipai nei ki te Herewirangi o Wātea. Kia ora koutou.
Kia ora. Hey, the regionals are off again with Mā Tātua and Te Tau Ihu leading the way. How many regionals?
And Kahungunu.
Oh, and Kahungunu. Aroha mai.
Yes.
How many regionals are there and how many teams will be participating?
Well, first of all, Mā Tātua, Kahungunu and Te Tau Ihu on this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
They're starting the regionals, and all the regionals need to be finished by the 30th of June this year. However, they're all qualifying for Te Matatini or Te Kahui Maunga in New Plymouth this time next year. There's 12 regions all having their regionals. And can I say, kei te kōiri te motu, everybody is already practicing within their kapahaka. As you know, Te Matatini received a boost in our funding, and 70% of that injection of money has gone out to the 12 regions.
And they can use it how they feel best?
Yes, it's in line with our mana motu haki ki te kāinga, matatū, mataora, matatini ki te ao. The vision and the the vision of the Matatini over the next 50 years.
We seem to be losing you a bit, dropping in and out, Herewini.
Tātai mai ngā tātai, Hine Rangi, Hine Ani.
Okay. While all eyes are on the regionals at this time, how are the plans for the nationals, the Matatini nationals?
Well, the Matatini Nationals are planning very well. However, we can't do anything. We're preparing, but our focus is on assisting the regions to hold their regional qualifiers. Now, each region has a potaka wāinga, which is the conduit between the Matatini and the regionals, and those potaka wāinga are there to assist the rohe committees to develop, uplift, enhance kapahaka in our regions. And that's not only the regional competitions, that's within our schools, within our secondary school kapahaka, within our communities, within our kohanga reo, for everybody in each of the rohe that has an interest in kapahaka and the outcomes that kapahaka brings, not only to iwi, not only to whānau and hapū, but all New Zealanders.
Yeah, it does seem to be growing, doesn't it? And, you know, it's bigger than rugby now.
Oh, it's grown exponentially, Hineani, in the sense that everybody sees the value of kapahaka and the tikanga and the etiquette and the language that goes with it as valuable to this country and how it's expressed throughout the world.
It's important. It plays such an important role in bringing whānau and hapū together. as well as showcasing our country, actually, to the world. If you looked at the tours to China with the business arms as well. So, yes, it's playing a bigger and bigger role, don't you think?
Oh, it certainly is. It certainly is around the world, but my focus is that it actually is contributing to the well-being of New Zealand. You know, people, lots of other people other than us that are involved and passionate about kapara, I think it's just about action songs and haka on the stage. But actually, it actually contributes to the health and well-being of the performers, the health and well-being of those that choose to watch and learn what actually happens in within kapa haka. There's a lot of learning that takes place, which adds value to everybody in this country.
And coming from a household of fanatics, I do also notice that they are very conscious of their health, their personal health and fitness, so that, you know, that they are at their best when they're performing, and also that they also support other people in their team.
Yes, you're having first experience, Hinani, but that actual experience goes across all the families that are involved in kapa haka, and all those people that come in contact with those families. So it is competing with rugby league, other sports in the country.
It sounds like the holistic whanaora in action and looking good while they're doing it.
Oh, it certainly is. It's also in primary schools and secondary schools. It's helping young people to lift their academic.
Oh, sorry. All right, thank you. We seem to be cutting off a little bit Taha. So,
well, Hinani, I just encourage everybody that's able to go to Torere and support the Matatua Regionals, to go to Dannevirke to support the Ngati Kahungunu Regionals, and to go to Nelson to support the Tauihu Regionals. I would suggest that those that are able to go will have a wonderful experience. I'm also aware that it's being televised live on the Māori channel. So, whakaata Māori.
And broadcast live on iwi radio stations as well.
Then, aye. Very good.
Yes, we're looking forward to it. Well, tēnā koe, and thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. Kia ora.